Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Dr. Robert Murphy, professor of infectious diseases, Northwestern University's Feinberg School of Medicine. He joins us every morning just after 7 o'clock a.m. news on the WGN TV Morning News. Dr. Murphy, you've been doing that for over a year now, right?
Yes, I have, since last March 16th, actually.
Did you get some kind of medal for dealing with Robin and Larry for that many days in a row?
Yeah, several. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, it's like a Purple
really
Heart.
It's my pleasure.
Yeah, we give out a Purple Heart on the TV Morning Show. If you can survive longer than a year, you get some kind of award. But you've been doing such a great job, you know, disseminating information. We appreciate it there. I appreciate when you can come and join us here. And I've been very concerned. All I'm hearing now are stories of upturns in positivity in the Chicago area, even in areas where vaccination rates are high. The number of COVID-19 positivity rates are high. The state of Michigan through the roof. What's your take on why this is happening?
Well, you know, there's never really one reason behind all this. It's a pandemic. It's like a wildfire, and how we're going to control this thing. Let's start with the vaccinations. Just over a quarter of the people in the country are vaccinated. So, you know, you got 3/4, 75% are not,
right,
are not really fully protected. So start there. We have a way to go before that is really going to kick in. Secondly, the country has been taken over by a different kind of virus, a different strain of this virus, called the B117, which had devastated the United Kingdom, now is all over continental Europe, and is now the most common new infection here in the United States. It's much easier to transmit. It's even a little bit more deadly. So this is happening. And then we just have finished up spring break, with a lot of people moving around the country, for enjoyment and pleasure and visiting relatives, and to many states that have basically no mitigation strategies, or their strategy is no strategy. Florida, for example.
Right.
So, you know, you put all that together, and the fact that people are just tired of this whole thing, and, this is what you get.
It really kind of emphasizes, doesn't it, that we have to stay vigilant, that we still need to wear masks, that we still need to keep our distance, mm-hmm. that we still need to wash our hands, that because I didn't know what the percentage was of people who had been vaccinated, but it's relatively low, really, considering the overall population.
Well, considering that the first vaccine was approved in December, it's nothing short of amazing.
It is amazing, but still, it's mm-hmm. a relatively small percentage of people, isn't it, that are protected now?
It's too small. And the other thing I think everybody should remember is this could be much worse. It's much worse in Western Europe and Eastern Europe right now. It's much worse in Brazil and in India right now. It's much worse in South Africa right now. So I think the vaccinations, even though it's only 25%, it's going up every day. We're vaccinating millions of people every day. You know, we're going in the right direction, you know, for that type of protection. So it could be much worse. This whole increase may be significantly blunted because of the vaccination efforts.
What this much more potentially dangerous strain that you were just talking about, how effective are the vaccines against that?
Very, very effective. That one is not a problem. The B117 is inhibited by the current three vaccines that are approved in the United States. There are other variants out there, however, that are not. And so the race is on to get this thing under control before something worse pops up. And that could happen.
312-981-7200. If you've got a question for Dr. Murphy, you can call in 312 981-7200 or text your question, and we'll get to as many as we possibly can. I've also been very concerned, and I know a lot of parents are, about whether or not their kids should be vaccinated. What is your opinion on that?
Well, everyone has to be vaccinated. And if you look at it in the global vaccination schema of things, children have more vaccines than anybody, way more than adults. Most vaccines go into kids to protect them from these potentially lethal childhood diseases. So, you know, ultimately, the studies will be done, and kids will be also vaccinated. The Pfizer vaccine just enrolled kids 12 to 16 in their new study. That's completely enrolled, so they're seeing if that's working. Most likely it is, but we have to prove that, and we have to prove it's safe. And then it'll go. There's other studies with kids even younger than that. So that's all part of the big plan. You know, this thing got rushed along. I mean, because it is an emergency. So, you know, we did the adults first. Okay, it's safe. Let's do the kids. Okay, we'll see if it's safe, and then everyone will get vaccinated.
Are there any groups of people right now that should proceed with caution or at least check with their physicians before getting their vaccines? I've heard of pregnant women who are, you know, waiting to take their vaccines. They're not sure if they should. Are there groups like that or any other groups that should proceed with caution right now?
Well, all these high-risk groups, you know, because of the pandemic, the overall nature of a pandemic, they were excluded from the original studies. People who have underlying immunodeficiencies and cancers, stuff like that, people on steroids, pregnant women were excluded. These people were originally excluded. Now they're being included. There's trials with thousands of women who are pregnant, who are taking the vaccine under controlled conditions. And the anecdotal evidence we have so far in women who have taken the vaccine, who happen to be pregnant or got pregnant in between dose one and dose two, it's no problem so far. But that's a voluntary system. And the FDA has said that it's a personal decision between you and your doctor whether you think it's safe. We do know we have plenty of women that have, like I said, have gotten pregnant while taking the vaccine. And one kind of very kind of interesting and potentially beneficial thing is that the antibodies produced from the vaccine do end up in the baby. So when the baby is born, the baby actually has the mother's antibodies and most likely has some protection as well.
This is Bill at 312-981-7200. You're on with Dr. Robert Murphy from Northwestern. Hi, Bill.
Hi. I just wonder, how long does this last in your body? How long are you protected?
The vaccination, you mean?
Bill, yeah, this is a great question. So, you know, these studies were only done and finished last summer. So the whole group of people that got vaccinated has only gone out, all the data collected, which is a challenge because, you know, you're talking about tens of thousands of people in these studies, and then analyzed. So the only data we have now, which was reported last week and the week before, is up to 6 months. Now, that doesn't mean it doesn't work after 6 months, but we have data up to 6 months. And at 6 months, it looks very good. So this is very encouraging.
Thank
and
you.
Every 3 months, you're going to hear an update.
Thank you for your call, Bill. We appreciate that. 708 area code, Dr. Murphy says, I've heard that although Texas has dropped all of their mitigations, their numbers have not increased. Can you explain if indeed that's true? I haven't heard that, but
I'm not sure that they haven't increased, but it hasn't gone wild and crazy like Florida. So for some reason, and I don't think anyone really understands, the Texas numbers have not increased as much. It could be there are a lot of, you know, potential things like, you know, it's warm down there. People are outside more. It's better ventilated. It's not, you know, they're not in the Texas summer, which is stifling hot and people are inside in air conditioning. It's a little bit more, you know, it's easier to survive with, you know, fresh air in different places and whatever. That could have something to do with it. Maybe they have less of the variant down there. You know, we don't check for the variants enough.
Right. Yeah.
We know in Michigan that it's very common, and it's getting more and more common here in Illinois. Texas, I don't know. So, there's a lot of reasons. I'm not sure. But, you know, Florida, on the other hand, is, you know, totally out of control.
Yeah. 608 area code says, asks, do vaccinated grandparents pose any risk of transmitting variants to unvaccinated grandchildren?
Yeah, this is a big question that comes up because, of course, you want families to get back together again. It's very important. Current guidelines recommend that vaccinated grandparents and parents together and their unvaccinated children, as long as, you know, there's no high risk of anybody involved, and the kids aren't in some kind of high risk situation, however you define that, can safely be together and enjoy their family life. So when you cut the number of new infections by over 90%, that's really good. So you've decreased your risk significantly. And if you did happen to get infected, because, you know, you still have 10% that can get infected, that the disease course is much milder. And very few of those people end up in the hospital. So vaccinated people can get together in small groups with family, even with kids that are not vaccinated.
616 area code says, I carry an EpiPen for allergies. Does it matter which vaccine I get?
Good question. The NIH is studying that question as we speak. There was just a call out for investigators to really open the doors to study that. A couple things. One is that the ingredients of the vaccine are clearly listed on what they call the package insert of the vaccine. You can look online, say ingredients, Pfizer vaccine or Moderna vaccine. They will come up. There are no preservatives in those vaccines. That's why they have to stay so cold, by the way. And all the ingredients are on there. They're very simple type ingredients that go into any vaccine product. These are, you know, there's nothing in there about peanuts. There's nothing in there, about other, shellfish, you know, the allergy associated with shellfish that can be so severe. And you put that all together and, you know, you tell the person who's giving you the vaccination that you carry an EpiPen, you have severe allergies, that does put you at a slightly increased risk. And they're going to keep you around the vaccine place for 30 minutes to make sure everything goes okay, because these are the kind of reactions that happen like right away. And therefore, it's safe to go ahead and take one of these vaccines.
So you wouldn't recommend one over another then?
No. It's
whatever you can get, I guess, right?
Predict. Yeah. At this point, it's whatever you can get.
Yeah. Dr. Murphy's on the WGN TV Morning News. Every morning just after 7 a.m., we appreciate you joining us today, Dr. Professor of Infectious Diseases, Northwestern University Feinberg School of Medicine. Dr. Murphy, have a great day. Thank you so much.
You too. Have a good day.